Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Ryan McGee from ESPN, co-host of Marty and McGee. Ryan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm better this time this week than I was this time last week. I mean, fingers crossed. We still get COVID tests on Friday, but it's already a better week than it was last week as far as like actually playing SEC football this week.
Yeah, it's looking promising. I don't want to jinx it, but fingers crossed. Right, it's not bad at this point. So certainly a much better week right now. Ryan, I want to start with the Vols, and as you may have guessed, many Vols fans in their head, they've already fired Jeremy Pruitt, even though this season's not done. He just signed a contract extension. Number one, do you think there's any scenario where Pruitt's actually in danger of losing his job this season? And number two, they've gravitated towards Hugh Freeze, of course, which right now is at Liberty. What do you make of Hugh Freeze as a potential candidate one day again in the SEC?
Well, I mean, and listen, I'm in Charlotte, and so the SEC school I'm the closest to is South Carolina. And so I've spent a lot of time this week answering Hugh Freeze questions. And already got a little hot water with the Freeze family, because I made a comment to the state newspaper in Columbia. I said, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if someone from Birmingham worked very hard to keep Hugh Freeze from returning to the conference. And, you know, the issue there is, you know, people want to obsess, and rightly so, about the phone thing, but there were NCAA violations. And so there's a clause, you know, the SEC has a very clearly stated, policy about, you know, bringing coaches back that have had NCAA issues in the recent past. And so that's going to be the problem. But listen, the man can coach football. There's no question about that. I went up to Liberty last year prior to the start of the season. And, you know, I, again, you guys know my dad was a college football official. He worked a lot of games at Liberty. The place was a joke. And was forever. And the only reason they had a team was because Jerry Falwell Sr. liked football. Now they're really, really good. And just going to practice, you were like, okay, you know what? But the man can coach football. There's no question about it. So I get that. But I just think there's baggage there that a lot of people who run the programs and certainly who run the conference aren't going to want to deal with. And I know you don't want to hear that. But that's the reality of it. But football X's and O's wise, I totally get it. But I think that Tennessee doesn't need to go looking for drama, and you know they're really good at creating it on their own. And so I don't know if that's the situation. This is all a neutral zone and nothing else mattered, then yeah, football makes a lot of sense. But a lot of the same people who seem to really want to take a very high horse moral stand on some other coaching candidates in the past suddenly don't seem to have a problem with that now.
Yeah, no, good point. But even apart from Tennessee, Ryan, let's look at South Carolina, for example. So push comes to shove. I'm aware of the clause, and certainly I agree that this is not something that the SEC might want. But do you think push comes to shove that if a school – wanted to invest in Hugh Freeze and hire him, that it wouldn't end up happening?
Oh, I think that there will be people who try to make it not happen, and I think there will be people who will work just as hard to try and make it happen. And the reality, too, is the finances matter. So, you know, South Carolina is eating a big chunk of a buyout on Will Muschamp. And Tennessee would, as we all know, because everyone's already been doing the research, there's buyout to you know, if you made a move on Jeremy Pruitt, you could probably get Hugh Freeze for a pretty good deal. because of where he's coming from. And he has a nice contract at Liberty, but it's certainly not an SEC contract. And so I think that it would be a deal. And that will absolutely factor in to what you're making, because there have already been more moves this year when it comes to getting rid of coaches than I thought we would have, just because of COVID, because of, you know, everybody's taking pay cuts and, you know, programs are being shut down and teams are running at a deficit like or departments are running at a deficit like they've never run out before. So the finances are going to matter. And you're talking about hiring Hugh Freeze from an independent, one of what, five independent programs. And it's the smallest one of those five other than UMass. So yeah, it financially, it probably wouldn't be that big of a hit. And that's going to 100% factor in.
Ryan McGee from ESPN, co-host of Marty and McGee, on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Ryan, speaking of the South Carolina job itself, obviously Will Muschamp now gone. Steve Spurrier had an unbelievable run there in South Carolina, a lot of success. What do you make of that job as a whole? What's the upside at South Carolina?
Well, the upside is that they're going to pay you some money, and you're going to coach in the SEC, and, you know, the facilities – the improvement of facilities, and it has to do a lot to do with the fact that Spurrier pushed for him so hard. I mean, man, he used to just wear me out when I would get down there about, you know, can you believe this? We don't have an indoor facility. We don't have everything's gray. Hey, I remember he told me, he goes, Ryan, they really like gray here. The stadium's gray. The buildings are gray. Like he's like, I'm going to paint some stuff. I go, okay, coach. But listen, the loyalty of that fan base is amazing. You know, I grew up going to games there my whole life, and they were so bad in the 80s and 90s, and they packed out Williams-Brice Stadium. They sell it out when they're terrible. They sell it out when they're good. And so those are the good things. Unfortunately, it's the South Carolina football program, and the history of that program is what it is, and Spurrier's run was easily the greatest run they've ever had. But he also left the cupboard bare. You know, We because he's the head ball coach, we have a tendency to give him, kind of, you know, let him off the hook. That was awful what he did his last year when he left in the middle of the year because he realized the team wasn't good. And the program was reeling from that when Will Muschamp took over. I remember I worked the spring game. They sent a bunch of us down there from the SEC Network to be the officials of the spring game. And the atmosphere was so weird because the seniors were really, really mad at Spurrier. And Spurrier was there. He was there as, you know, whatever associate athletic director raising money that he was. And Will Muschamp he got a locker room of really angry people. And so Spurrier was great, but he kind of left the program in a lurch. And in a lot of ways, they're still recovering from that. But this is all a really long way of saying you have to take the South Carolina job if it's offered to you. But it is a really, really difficult job.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and in you just look in the division you're in, and it's even right. If you do this and this and this, you still have certain programs that it's going to be hard to overcome. Which kind of brings me back to Tennessee, Ryan. I did want to get your take on Jim Chaney, and you know, of course, he's the one that we talk about the most with this, but also other guys on that staff not taking the pay cuts. It becomes a big news story. Now, Jeremy Pruitt kind of says, you know, stay tuned this week, but what do you make of all that?
That was just dumb. I mean, you know, it's here we are in this year where everybody's having to make sacrifices. You know, my daughter didn't get to have a 16th birthday party. I mean, we're all making sacrifices. And when they come to you and they say, you need it, listen, we did it at ESPN. They're doing it at most places, I think, where if you're above a certain level, salary-wise, then could you please take one for the team? It's temporary, but we just need you to do this for now. And to not do that was really, really short-sighted. And to think that no one wasn't going to find out about it is the part that just baffles your mind, because it just boggles the mind, because it's just, you know, there are no more secrets. You guys know that. That's our job. We find out about that stuff. And so that was going to come to light. And of course, it came to light when they're in the middle of, you know, the drama they're in the middle of, and four in a row, and all that stuff. And so it was just a really, really, really short-sighted decision by a group of guys.
Ryan McGee from ESPN on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ryan, last thing for you here. I look at Florida's offense, and even without Kyle Pitts, it's just been absolutely insane. how good they've been. Where does Kyle Trask belong right now in the Heisman conversation, in your opinion?
He's number one. And the only reason that I think there's any reluctance for anybody to have him number one is because they missed a couple of weeks in a row when Mac Jones was just setting the world on fire. But he's unbelievable. And talking to the folks in South Carolina, they were like, you know, what do you do? It's just pitch and catch. And he's done that to everyone. So, you know, even in a loss. And so, yeah, he should be number one on everyone's list right now. And I'm one of these guys that I don't want to just automatically just put a bunch of quarterbacks on the list. But this is one of those years. I mean, this is just a quarterback year. And I feel like they're all like that now. But this year in particular, I mean, you know, even going out to Zach Wilson out of BYU, it's just – if you're top five on quarterbacks, I'm not sure if you're not watching college football right now.
Ryan McGee from ESPN, co-host of Marty and McGee, has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex. Ryan, great stuff, my man. Enjoy your weekend.
Anytime, boys. You too.
Absolutely. Ryan McGee, yeah. One of the best in the business, one of the most entertaining dudes out there. When we come back, we're going to dive into the Vols a little bit. What would a win on Saturday against Auburn mean for the Vols and this football program moving forward? We'll discuss that next. But first, Joe, you have a word from FanDuel.
I do have a word from FanDuel, and I hope that last week people took advantage of a situation with the Vanderbilt game in which the line got up to Vanderbilt getting 68.5 points. And the reason I say that is because we got a Tennessee-Auburn game coming up that is big. It was already big. But I got a chance here to make the stakes bigger for you. Because FanDuel Sportsbook's adding to the action. They got the special spread the love line boost. Same thing I just mentioned with Vanderbilt. So here's the deal. For every 250 fans who bet on Tennessee to cover, and right now I believe it is 10.5 that Tennessee is getting at Auburn. For every 250 fans who bet on Tennessee to cover, FanDuel moved the point spread by 1 point in UT's favor. So as long as Tennessee fans keep betting, or whoever wants to keep betting on Tennessee, the more points Tennessee keeps getting. And best of all, FanDuel will pay you based on whatever the line is at kickoff. Again, I mentioned the Vanderbilt game, and we've had a situation last year in Indiana, Michigan State college basketball game that started at Indiana getting 2.5 and ended up with Indiana getting 118.5. So that's pretty good. That's pretty much of a lock as you can have. Now, if you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, all you got to do is look for the Spread the Love market to place your bet. And if you've been holding out, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started. Now, you must be 21 and present in Tennessee. You must wager in the designated crowdfunding market. The max wager is $50, payout at -110, issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Terms apply. For problem gambling support, call 800-889-9789.
We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.